Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The claim about being in actual combat, that's different. Waltz did make a comment speaking to a group. He's done it a couple of times where he has used language that has suggested that he carried weapons in a fighting situation. As you know, with your contact with the military, I know from coming from a military family, there is a difference between being in a combat area, being involved at a time of war, and actually being in a position where people are shooting at you. There is no evidence that at any time Governor Waltz was in a position of being shot at, and some of his language could easily be seen to suggest that he was. So that is absolutely false when he said that about gun rights out there.
Yeah, how about that? Of course, that's to the issue of stolen valor. And Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, the vice presidential candidate for the Democrats, still hasn't been resolved. They've tried to excuse it away, but they've even had to change their website and basically admit that he's been lying about this to his political advantage for years now, since he ran for Congress after he left the National Guard up there. And it's a big issue for a lot of veterans, I know, for sure. Now there may be something else coming out about Waltz. Aaron Pomerantz joining us right now, political analyst, commentator with Young Voices. And Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so the other issue here, besides, obviously, he used stolen valor, it appears, that's the accusation, to sort of boost his resume and his accomplishments. But he might have also boosted that resume in another way. What is the misrepresentation that Waltz is accused of now?
He's basically just being accused of maybe overstating the degree, an award he may or may not have gotten from the Nebraska Chamber of Congress as best young Nebraskan or something like that. The entire thing it was supposed to represent was that he was good for businesses. And he brought this up in his congressional campaign. They got mad at him and they were like, actually the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce, has endorsed your opponent. We'd appreciate it if you stopped representing yourself this way. And he did.
Yeah.
Politicians being politicians. When most of us, when we fluff our resumes, don't have to do it quite so blatantly. But for politicians, this is resume enhancement. That's what they do.
Wow. And what? Be a little bit more specific of it. He was claiming that he got an award for what was it exactly that from this Chamber of Commerce at the time?
That essentially he was friendly for small businesses. This was designed to make him look good and attractive to small businesses.
I mean, this might seem like a little thing, you know, like, oh, well, he said he got an award. Maybe he forgot. I don't know. But to me, it just is indicative of a now pattern of lying. You call it embellishing. And to your point, I mean, you're right. A lot. You can imagine how many people might embellish a little bit on their resume. But this is a person who is asking for, you know, Americans to vote for him to represent the entire country as the vice president.
I mean, yeah, but I think the issue is that, one, people don't really vote for vice presidents. They vote for presidents. And I think the other thing is that, yeah, this would be a really big issue potentially if there were any other candidates being run against him. But I think the Trump campaign is trying to make this into an issue of character, and that's a really dangerous ground for them to go on when their vice president once compared Trump to Hitler and is now his VP. And Trump his latest thing is to say that he's no longer pro-life, essentially, and to abandon the pro-life movement.
Well, but that was Vance's opinion. I mean, it wasn't him claiming something he didn't do. I mean, he's kind of explained that, I think. So I mean, I could see why they're trying to show a pattern here of where he's used things in his past to try to advance himself politically that didn't happen, like his title is in the military, and now this letter that he apparently has been brought up to him on a number of occasions prior, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's been brought up a couple of times, and I do think it's, if this were anyone else, this would be a really big deal. But he's running against Donald Trump, and Donald Trump also has a history of embellishing his own achievements. Such, I mean, the most recent one being he claimed that illegal immigration was at the lowest it had ever been at the end of his tenure as president, which was just not true. It was misinterputing data. What they need to do is they need to focus on the issues. They need to attack Waltz, and Waltz has given them a ton of ammo for that. They can attack him on so many better things, I think, that will impact people's opinion of him far more than just, he boosted his resume.
I do agree with you there that they need to focus on the policies, because let's be clear here, Trump nor Kamala nor clearly Tim Walz have much to say about their own character. I mean, these are not, none of them are people I would look to as like a moral compass, right?
Nope.
So to your point, I think they do need to focus on the policy. I don't think it's wrong for the Trump campaign to point this out, because I think it is a problem. However, I don't think that this should be the focus. I think, like you said, the focus should be on the policies, because ultimately that's going to be the biggest thing that impacts people.
Yeah. And I think it's really dangerous to try to ask, as you said, none of these people are moral paragons. The last thing I think either campaign really wants to do, certainly not the Trump campaign, is to basically turn this into who do I hate the least situation. And I think that the DNC last week did a really good job of showing that, whether you believe it or not, the image that they projected, whether you believe that image or not, it certainly was an image of strength and an image of unity and a positive image. It's probably all politicking, It makes people like it. It's uplifting.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I didn't realize, Aaron, I don't know if you've looked into this or not. I was under the impression that Waltz, like Shapiro in Pennsylvania, was a very popular governor. But it was pointed out to me in an article I read yesterday that he barely won re-election, and basically won in the big cities and lost in all the outlying counties, like 33 of the different counties up there. So that's also an angle that I think the Trump campaign needs to attack a little more.
I would agree. If they want to hammer on Walz, they need to bring up his gubernatorial record, and there's tons to do there. He's in cahoots with Ilhan Omar. He's disliked by most rural Minnesotans, and he's not exactly super popular even in their cities. It is mind-boggling to me, and I do think this suggests that the Harris campaign didn't really do a great job of vetting their choices. It seems that Shapiro would have been the smarter option, but they are where they are.
I think she got so much. I think they wanted Shapiro. That's what I heard, that they initially went with him. They got so much pushback, I guess, because of the Jewish ties, that they were like, oh, can't do that. So then Tim Walz was actually their second pick.
Hmm. Yeah.
That could certainly be. I've also heard that Walz just vibed better with Vice President Harris. In either case, it would certainly be a real shame if they just gave in to anti-Semitism. But even if it is just vibes, either way, you have a responsibility to vet your VP pick. And they were running against the Trump campaign. They knew this. The Trump campaign is absolutely a no-holds-barred, personal attacks. Like, they knew this was coming, and they didn't bother to check before they picked Walz. That, to me, is kind of worrying.
Yeah. Aaron Pomerantz, thanks for your time this morning.
Right, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I will stick by my guns there that it's the second example of this guy blowing his resume out of proportion to try to make more of it than it is. Why do you need that?
Well, no, it shows a pattern of lying, embellishing, whatever you want to call it. I think it's smart and necessary for the Trump campaign to point it out, but I don't think we should just harp on it. I think that was Aaron's point, and I actually would agree with that. I think he's got to focus on the policies in these less than 70 days.
Not enough. If you haven't contributed yet, contribute now, because they're going to have to spend every dime they've got to counter this narrative across the country that Harris is something new, when she's the same person we've known all along who failed miserably in 2020 and is vice president. They've got to hammer that home.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.